Football fans everywhere knew that Nebraska was truly I followed it all over a number of years, and I don't think there's ever been a year in my time to follow a football that the number one was greater than the number one.
Some of them play regularly for 2 years. They get in there for spring practice.
I see.
And then
trying to get a few more days to start this back early last week. But I think we can be a good football team.
I'm going to bet against you.
We have a better quarterback team this year.
It's like a joke, I think it's a lot better.
We're going to take some of these fellows, and that's what we did on the game a couple of plays. So we're going to play the Dallas Cowboys in a game in Chicago. The All-Star game.
Oh, they just done in Nebraska.
No, they're going to have some, we're going to coach our coaching staff.
Yeah.
We're going to take a three.
Listen, I'd like to see Nebraska play the Cowboys.
I told you that.
For the first half, for the first half, and the second half, it would be rough.
I don't know.
Well, just like you say, on a serious note, that, I mean, I had a kid that walked off being a football club, and I mean, I've often pointed out, I suppose, I've never made a team. I was a starter. I had a pretty good average to get school, but that didn't make a difference. The part is that I really think that it's good for a country to have men in the field of athletics, whatever it may be, football, baseball, track, anything like that, going out where they have abilities and doing the best they can. I mean, this sounds like an old bromide and blue shit and the rest, but the competitive spirit is what made this country. It's fashionable these days to talk down. It's really mad at whether you're number one or not. Like I said, it may not matter. And everybody can't be. I'm sure the Oklahoma Falls feel pretty bad. You know, 35, 31, maybe they would be here. And maybe I'm sure Bear Bryant feels that way, and a few others. But the point is that only when a individual or a nation strive for excellence, as I try to say in a little bit, only when that happens, does a nation live up to its capabilities. You always have that. And it's the example of you all set. As you get out there and be a little, some people play pro ball, some people coach at home, some people teach, and others, of course, will be in other parts of life, either now or later. But these young kids, you know, you're close enough to them to remember when you were much younger, that they need the inspiration of the fact that is vitally important in life, and sports is just one segment of life, but important comes not only in life, but in life. That whatever our capabilities are, you know, to get out there and give everything you've got. You're going to lose some. And in fact, I saw you lose one in Orange Bowl, that 38-20 game. You had a great team, that was true. You lose some. You learn a lot from losing too. And sometimes you win some and win it all away. But the important thing for our young people is to see that people that are champions, as you call us champions, that you're really setting an example for them, an example on the field and off the field. And that's one of the reasons why I'm delighted to welcome the Nebraska team here in Georgia. Not only number one on the field, but because I think you set a fine example. Watch what you said, your statements have been good. You know, the press comes in and tries to do this and that kind of thing. Kept your poise, you're a gentleman. And on the field, you get higher. And off the field, you have yourselves as champions like you. So, you know, that my success in years ahead. And I can't say that I've always been. See, I don't really come off this team, you know, about me. I'd be very careful.
Yeah.
In fact, I called on Sheila at the time, anyone there, but everybody put up against Miami and Texas, and kind of ended with Texas. But the point is that I think it's a great need for all of us for something, for our school, for our city, for our state, and for our country. And I know play hard, fine, it can have a good inspirational effect on people. I think that the Vanity Coach needs to graduate. You've got lots of this country, I understand. So we wish you well.
Let me see, you get your start.
Before you call a statement, I have a free afternoon. I just, I'm full.
You have to
move it.
one other thing, which is town.
We have to get these Christmas on.
And they're all students, right? Everybody's student? Well, you sign bills, your first car, I'll talk to this. And they have all the other, once we sign bills, we use these pens and then give them out to the Congress and senators to sign the bill. Part of the decision.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've got anything else?
Bill O'Reilly, our president, is there to football.
Wow, great. Thank you, George. Well, I know the state is pretty much, I can give my best to the big president.
Tell him I play a lot.
Great to see you. I remember, forget my visit that.
Well, I'm going to do the day.
Oh, Bob, listen, when I saw you on this, I didn't realize you're coming. I'd love to come to the campus again, but I couldn't justify. I just wanted to try and help you, so I couldn't get out for a camp. Just give you a different kind of feeling. Yeah, it is that way. I'm serious, we will get a frame, but you may want to frame it. If it's your own, you see, frame it to a picture, your other frame is what you want, so that's what we do with that. Okay, 5 minutes. Thank you.
Please give us a nice friend and neighbor.
Thank you. Yeah, Charlie, how are you? Good to see you. Well. I know they actually want to join the business. Well, they say we're grass, Mr.
Thank you.
And we're going to be doing a refreshment.